Zimbabwe has warned the UN Security Council that the sanctions it is considering could push the African nation towards civil war. The warning came after an EU parliamentary vote yesterday that approved such sanctions. Meanwhile, representatives from Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party and the opposition party Movement for Democratic Change are in South Africa for the second day of talks aimed at bringing a resolution to the violent political crisis. South African President Thabo Mbeki has been mediating the talks. Gunter Simmermacher is the editor of the Catholic Southern Cross Weekly, and he says the talks in South Africa are a hopeful sign.
Well, what's quite interesting is that a couple of days ago, President Thabo Mbeki of South Africa reportedly acknowledged that the Mugabe regime is not legitimate. That is something that he said at the G8 meeting in Japan. Seems significant that this view should coincide with the talks being held in South Africa. The significance is that for the first time, a dialogue seems to be taking place in the climate of some sort of hope, some sort of prospect of the ultimate resolution. Even though these talks seem to be the result of international pressure rather than some sort of reconciliation of positions between the two parties. The question of the expanded mediation team is an obvious confirmation that the MDC does not trust Mbeki to lead these mediations.